It's hour two. It's hour two. Two. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Tua the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose for over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Frog Boy back here today. Hello.
Woo! Everyone, please, keep it down. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Sounds like there's a lot of flies in there.
A lot of flies.
Oh, man. Day 3 of training camp is already wrapped up. This training camp being done by like 10:30 is weird.
Yeah.
Just done. Done. No more practice.
I've had camps like that. But the crazy thing about it is that a lot of times they would do that to avoid the sun, but also stretch out practice so you could get rest in between. So sometimes we would start at like 8, get done at like 10:30, and then we wouldn't be back on the field till 3.
Wow. I'm reading something very exciting from practice.
Oh, no.
Wow.
What you got?
Okay. Calm down. Okay. Calm down.
We calm down. You're the one.
Come on, we get it. Come on. Let me hear it.
Let me see.
Let me hear it. I'm ready.
Members of the cast of this past season of Love Island attended practice.
Wow.
Jeez.
Whose practice?
The Dolphins practice.
Mm. Was it Huda?
No, it's not Huda.
Mm. Too hot. Too hot for Huda to be outside, huh?
I'm looking at one. I don't know who this guy is. Mm. It looks like one's Elan.
Oh, Elan.
Looks like a bunch of Casa Amor guys. I got to be honest with you. A bunch of B-listers.
Oh, come on.
No good ones.
No Ace?
No Ace. Nah, no Ace. No Shelly.
My question is, do you see why we don't get overly excited about things until we've gotten all the facts?
Well,
you had me excited.
They said, I read it first in the Miami Herald. They said the cast of Love Island. I thought they were all there. I didn't know it was the bums, the Casa Amor bums.
Jeez. No Ekinsu.
And he's like, we got the Casa Amor guys? Schmeathen says the A-listers went to Bill's camp.
Point for Twitter.
Oh, my God. Along with Karen S. saying, you know Tariq Hill already got Huda's number.
Mike McDaniel, he spoke today. He said,
we got time.
We got time. Oh, we got time. We got time.
All right.
He was talking about what's his impressions of this Dolphins team and how they've come into camp. Be prepared.
I found out with this team from coming back this summer is it's the most in shape they've been. They were ready to practice. So now I can go. I don't need to focus on how important these practices are. I need to focus on what's important within them. Okay. They already know it's that important. They've shown me by being in the best shape that they've been in before. So that it's always an adjustment. I think that's it's not about doing the perfect thing. It's about having the right intent and shooting your shot. And I think players and teams respond to that.
Wow. How about that?
All right.
Ooh, look, okay. I like it.
Okay. All right.
I would say this. The part that caught my attention was they are ready And now it's up to me to, you know, basically devise a game plan where they ain't being, you know, soft.
Right. But they're ready and raring to go. But that wasn't the best part. You guys familiar with Cam Smith?
Ah. Yeah.
Hasn't been the easiest start to his career thus far.
Yeah, but like I'm a little more lenient with young guys than you guys are.
Well,
and partly because I have my own experience, right? To know I was on a team that was 3-13
mm-hmm.
and you know, when you're that bad, they go to the quarterback and then they go to all the young players.
Well, this was what Mike McDaniel, remember Chris Greer said, no more holding Cam Smith's hand. No more Hootie and the Blowfish. I wanna hold her.
Really?
What? He loves the Dolphins. Anyway, here's what Mike McDaniel had to say on Cam Smith.
Like Marcos wanna smile. He wanna laugh.
Don't take my minus just one. Like, fine. Just give me my minus one.
Minus one.
He just wait. He's like, do I smile? Do I laugh? Do I shake my head? Do I? Like he was very. Put it this way: his goosies were very in the air. He didn't know what to do. Kind of gave him
no,
a smirk.
The idea where Cam needs to be is really progressing in the dark. There's nothing. He is every day chopping wood and chasing technique fundamentals and being one with his teammates. And that, for a talented young player, it's boring, but that is the formula. So, like, two practices in, sweet. And he knows that. I care about the third practice today. And then we keep stacking those. I like where he's at today. What does that mean moving forward? We shall see. But so far, so great.
So let me explain something to you. Okay, this is his third year. He's had two damn years of technique. Right? Now it's time for him to start being a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for him to start applying all that stuff that he learned the first 2 years to actual football. And what I would say is this. When you play against the same guys every day, you know what routes they run. Okay? When I need to see this is when he has to prepare for a guy.
Mm.
And a guy could do a lot of other things that maybe, you know, his technique will help him through. But as far as playing against Tyreek and Waddle and those guys every day, when you know what they could do and you could prepare for that, it's not, you know, a fair assessment. Now, I will say this. Cornerback is one of the few positions on the football field where talent can only get you so far.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a wide receiver and you're talented and you can catch the ball, but you can't run no routes, they can still find routes for you to run that fit what you can do, right? If you're a running back and you can't pass protect, but you're running for 6-7 yards a clip, they'll figure it out. Cornerback is a little bit different because cornerback, you're one bad decision for giving up an 80-yard touchdown. And no matter how fast you are, no matter how quick, if you take one step in the wrong direction, it's over. So it's the preparation of that, of game planning, of technique, or not biting or not pulling the Eli Apple, right? Those are the things that will show if he's progressed to becoming a pro.
And progress in the dark. And keep chopping wood in the dark.
Gotta chop wood.
Gotta chop wood.
But you can't do
you
it
know
during
what
the day.
You can't do in the dark?
What?
Guard a wide receiver.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
chopping up.
Well, he's been playing in the dark.
You need to
get roasted.
You need to act like a nocturnal beaver.
What?
Well, you know, because beavers, they chop wood with their teeth. Nocturnal at night. So
Beavers nocturnal?
No, beavers aren't typically nocturnal to my awareness, but I'm saying that you need to make Cam Smith be a nocturnal beaver.
Can I just say this?
Crepuscular.
Let me say this.
They're crepuscular. Did you know that?
Stop letting Mike McDaniel drag you down to his level.
No, I'm not. I think what he says makes sense.
What would Socrates say to that?
If he says that
you
got to
talk about a nocturnal beaver, just think of some of the nonsense you just said. At least he used Socrates.
What do you mean, dude?
You spitting nocturnal beaver?
Nocturnal beaver makes sense if you got to chop one at night. Why are you looking at me like that?
That's
offensive. Nocturnal beaver makes all the way sense.
Doesn't.
No, it makes sense, dude.
Doesn't make sense.
If a beaver, if he wants him to chop wood at night, and a beaver chops wood, and a nocturnal is night.
What do you mean the expression chop wood? Like, how does that make sense?
You gotta
chop wood at night.
Yeah, chop. Keep chopping.
Choose wood.
And boxed in. You can't. You
boxed in. No, he boxed you in.
What do you mean he boxed me in? Well, if he says it, I gotta press the button.
You've been I don't like these rules at all.
It's just the rules. You know, I get very...
Rules are rules. It's like American football. Too many.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. Welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. How'd you guys like to see Zach Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December? If you guys want to do that, we got a way for you to do it. Just listen to the Odyssey app for 1 hour every single day. Every day that you do it, you get an entry into the contest. And you could win your way to see Zach Brown in Las Vegas at the Sphere. You're going to win airfare, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. It's a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. That's Z-A-C. Oh. Odyssey.com/Zach. Special thanks to the Messina Touring Group.
Okay, now I got to go.
Okay.
Oh. I said he wasn't here. He's looking in the window.
Leroy. Oh, man. So, Dolphins in the midst of training camp. Christian Wilkins getting released.
Ooh.
Crazy story, man.
Ooh.
I don't like this from the Raiders. I don't like this. There's no way Christian Wilkins went full fat cat, is there?
There is absolutely no way. But again, the things that are going to continue to come out, which obviously always happens, is they're going to paint the athlete in a negative manner, of course. It's always you get paid too much to not do your job when they don't understand. Then, you know, sometimes the Raiders are going to Raider.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm like, but it is the Raiders. It's like, how can I give the Raiders this much, you know, benefit of the doubt?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something's amiss there.
We know Christian Wilkins for too long to, you know, just completely disregard all that we've seen. What was it? He was here for like 5 years, six years?
So 5 years.
Like, for us to just completely ignore everything that we learned from a community about this man, and that's all going to change in 1 year?
It just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, and I just don't understand. And the thing is, too, like, that's not a very long time to disagree. Like, all right, if something goes on for like 2 years or into the season, like, okay, he has this fracture. It's progressing slowly. It's not the first injury to progress slowly in the history of man.
Yeah.
To cut bait, not even into his second season, like, nobody finds that completely. Like, he would basically have to, like, go to the doctor, take the medical advice, and just, like, tear it in front of the doctor's face and be like, I'll fix it with toughness, nerd.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way.
I've done that before.
Have you? Yeah, well, you did that with your ankle.
Just saying.
That was, but you know, it was not smart by you.
Still feel pain. But
there's a clicking every day.
It's just like it just something's not right.
It's lingering.
It's just not right.
Maybe you should have iced it. We have to think Christian Wilkins at least iced it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he did the necessary steps to get back on the football field, because this is a player that loves football.
Loves football.
He loves to play football.
He's isn't like, you know, is like not a guy who's like, I can't imagine he's out blowing a bunch of money in Vegas unless he developed a nasty gambling habit. He's notoriously cheap.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
cheap and frugal, like doesn't like to spend his money. I don't know. It's just something doesn't smell right here. It doesn't sit well with me.
To me though, this is it's kind of similar to the Dame situation.
A little bit.
In that, you know, he went, he got his money elsewhere. He's still going to get his money. Even like Leroy said, they're going to go through this legal process of some sort. Maybe they won't end up paying him the 30 that they owe. Maybe they only get to pay 20. But he gets a good, decent amount of money. And that potentially opens up the opportunity to play for a little less money.
Right.
And then the opportunity that he's going to have are now being... you know, kind of like muddied up by the fact that this perception of him is now coming out. He's, you know, disruptive or he's injury prone, which I didn't even know him as injury prone. But if you look at
He wasn't injury prone. He was one of the most durable players in the league.
Any Raiders fans that are happy with this move are commenting on the trade like, good, we got an injury prone defensive tackle out of here. And I'm like, I don't know him to be injury prone. I don't know him to be a problem.
Yeah. I mean, well, look, you know, it's a tough tale because we've known him to only be like the epitome of playing to the fullest and playing hard. And I get it. If you go to the Raiders and then you play five games and then all of a sudden you're out after you just signed this monster deal, it's not going to leave you with a good taste in your mouth with a player coming there. So it's not like I don't get it. I'm just telling anybody who, you know, anybody who doesn't know Christian Wilkins out there, it just very, very much is not the guy that we know. It's crazy.
Yeah. This shocked me yesterday. As soon as I saw this, I had to check to make sure I wasn't getting like, you know, one of those fake AI pages or something like that. I definitely had to check the sources because I think...
I was stunned, and you know, I didn't find out yesterday until like Vlad texted me, and he's like, "Hey, Christian Wilkins back." And I was like, "What are you?" I'm like, and I was just saying, like, I don't think he's like, "What are you talking about?" And I like go to Twitter, and I was like, "Whoa,
yeah, well, it's strange.
What the hell happened?"
That's another thing too. He's not that far removed from one of the best seasons I've ever seen a defensive tackle have.
Right.
So he's not washed. He's not old. He's not like he didn't have this substantial injury that he won't be able to come back from. He's not a problem in the locker room. He's already received his money. I think this is just like this is almost a perfect situation for the Miami Dolphins to pick him up. But I just don't know if, one, we have the capabilities to. And, you know, it seems like we've been very cheap, to say the least, this offseason.
Let's see. Raiders Twitter is like Raiders Reddit's kind of like just crushing him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, usually if we didn't know Christian Wilkins, the first thing we would do if a player got traded here or you know, is on the horizon, we go to their old team. How do they feel about this?
Yeah.
But I think they're wrong. I just think they
never I think it speaks to, like, I think many Dolphin fans are into it. Now, I know that, you know, the downsides to it, okay, one is that you're going to bring him in here. Is he going to want to come back here as, like, a rental to a place he's been there, done that? Does he look at the Dolphins as a place where he can win, or does he look at it as a place where – you know, he's comfortable. This is a new defensive system, although I don't think that, you know, that's going to be hard for Christian Wilkins to figure this stuff out.
Yeah.
And then does it stunt the growth of Kenneth Grant? I don't think there's a bad reason for that. I'm just going to be terrified if he ends up in New England and they're even if this is like a half season injury and they're like, hey, guess who cuts to knock, knock, who's there halfway through the season? Christian Wilkins on the Patriots.
Yeah.
And you imagine what he's going to do to Tua at the bottom of those piles?
Are you more scared of that or are you more scared of him becoming a Bill?
I guess that could be it too. I mean, I would definitely be terrified if the Bills like went and like made him like a mid-season acquisition because they're like, hey, we're ready for the sprint run. He's fully ready to go and he wants to go ring chase because, you know, that's what you do when you're in a position like this. It's just a very, very odd situation. And I don't know. I mean, look, I can't rule out that Christian Wilkins was just not doing anything that they wanted him to do because, I mean, he hasn't been injured, so maybe this is the first time he dealt with it and they just didn't like how he was dealing with it. I'm just knowing what the guy, how he played and how he upheld himself down here, I just find it very surprising.
Yeah.
You know, like we were even talking about this with the Zach Sealer thing because Zach Sealer went and, you know, he said that he's not going to hold out yet. He kind of left himself some wiggle room, but that was even Christian Wilkins' case. Like, he didn't really hold out. Like, he came to camp for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. He was doing every drill. Then he toned it down until the regular season started, and then he balled out.
Yeah.
So, and like made his point the entire time. that, like, you know, I feel like I should get the money that I deserve.
Yeah.
But didn't really make a stink about it.
Was not.
Not really.
Nope.
So, I don't know. It's just not very characteristic of him. I mean, you know, things can change. People can go, you know, personally, things can happen that make you act differently. So I can't completely rule it out. I'm just saying, knowing the guy, it just seemed very surprising. And so that's why I'm kind of like, I want to see what more details come out of this, because I just don't trust the Raiders.
No.
I just don't trust the Raiders. I don't.
And truthfully, even if something comes out that, oh, he was at odds with his coaches or management.
Well, they have a new coach, right? Like, they just brought in Pete Carroll.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes these new coaches, they come in, it's my way or the highway,
right,
or something like that, and, you know.
Nah, and you know, Pete Carroll, sneaky old.
Sneaky old.
You know, and the old are set in their ways.
That's how they do.
The old are set in their ways. You can't really deflect what they're going to do sometimes. You think he calls up Zach Sealer and me, or do you think Zach Sealer throws out the bat signal? Or
yeah.
Or do you think, like, they just kind of, like, keep to themselves on this?
So I saw a story from when, again, I'm comparing this to the Dame situation. When Milwaukee released Dame, Drew Holiday apparently sent a message to Dame immediately with just the eyes. Just eyes.
Just googly eyes.
I think Zach Sealer's doing the same thing. Just, you know, just googly eyes. It's not tampering, right?
It's not tampering. You got released.
There you go.
You can't tamper somebody who's released.
Can't tamper somebody.
Them's the rules. Otherwise, that's... You know, I don't know what that is. It's just talking.
Recruiting?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? You can do that.
I don't know. But it's just a very, very strange thing that's going on here with this whole situation.
Now, I'm still confused as to, like, I've heard Leroy discuss it. I've read, you know, a couple stories on it. Is he healthy enough to play?
Like, I don't know.
Or is there, like, let's say we do sign him, he's not available till week four, for example, or something.
Well, he was placed on PUP.
Yeah.
He was placed on the PUP, but I don't know if that means that he doesn't think that he's ready to play,
yeah,
or they don't feel comfortable with him playing and they just wanted somebody else out there. So I'm going to assume that he hasn't healed all the way, and that's part of the issue. If they wanted him to have surgery, they're obviously not thrilled with how his Jones fracture is healing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it also could be like if this has been because the word is this has been simmering for months. So if you're placing him on PUP, you do want to replace his roster spot in the midst of camp. You don't want to waste a roster spot for somebody you don't believe is going to be playing for you. No. So that doesn't lead me to definitely conclude that he can't play. But I am assuming that there's some element here that, yeah, there's got to be some level of rehab, because I would assume if he was able to play, I would think the Raiders would be fine, right? Mm. Like, why would they just not want him to play?
Yeah. And that goes to what Leroy was saying, where, like, teams are going to say, if he's not, I think, or maybe you read it, if he's not healthy enough for the Raiders, what's going on here? And I guess, you know, as the days continue, more details will unfold. But
yeah, but this is an elite player. Like, I mean, like, listen, ESPN's, the GMs and the coaches just did their list. And even with him only playing the few amount of games, they still list him as a top 10 defensive tackle in the league.
Yeah,
he's going to have suitors. And yeah, you would, like, you've already had the Minkah Fitzpatrick reunion. You would love an idea. Even with Kenny G here, look, most places rotate a lot of defensive linemen. If you can get one on the cheap skis in a place he's comfortable with his best friend, at least, even if it's just for a year, you know, it's not the biggest need on the Dolphins, certainly. I mean, like, we're, you know, if he was a cornerback, this would be amazing.
Yeah.
But, it's not something you're not going to need. Because you're one injury away from being in a position of, like, ooh, we basically just got a rookie out here, or we just have Zach Sealer and Benito Jones. Like, so, I don't know. That's it would definitely be something I would explore from the Dolphins. Now, that being said, maybe they have more intel on it, and they're just like, you know, maybe Christian Wilkins, they've just done good PR on him the whole time. They're like, yeah, no, the guy's a head case. But I don't think that's the case. I really don't. So we'll see how it develops. We'll take a break. Take a Leroy's fancy. Should he be back from the pool guy? Mm-hmm. Next. I think he's outgrown this song now.
Oh, not a fan?
No, not a fan anymore, dude.
Okay.
That shows how long you've been coming here, Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been coming here a long time since Potato Dog was a thing.
Potato Dog was a banger, dude.
It was a banger. I still think it's a banger. Man, I'll still be going.
Tyron Miles still listen to it.
Yeah, his younger cousins still listen to it.
Okay.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. as we are here on a Friday. Frog Boys back in the chair today.
That is right.
Got a special announcement coming up.
Oh, do we? Listen, you're going to want to hear this. This is big news, guys. This
wow.
is big news.
Big news.
Big news.
Dolphins practice is over. Ah. Reading some of the notes from the great crew over there at the Miami Herald, Barry Jackson, Omar Kelly, seeing what they got going on over there. Storm Duck among the standouts, according to Barry Jackson today.
Whack, whack. I have been hearing that. I have been hearing that.
Storms a brewing.
Storms
a brewing.
What's good? We need all the help.
And it's raining quacks.
What? That's even.
It says Storm Duck, who has the opportunity to win a starting job, broke up a pass to Malik Washington.
All right.
Wow.
Can I admit something I'm not proud of?
Sure.
I saw Ezukama highlight, and I was like,
still believe him, right?
No, I don't believe in him.
Still
anymore.
Something about him.
It's just like, you know, it's like seeing Ben Simmons working out during the summer.
No. It's not
Carmelo
like that.
In a hoodie.
It's not like that.
We get it.
I got to tell you who I was listening to yesterday, and I'm a liking what I'm a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Hill.
What?
No, I think there's something there, dude. I'm telling you, there's something
not.
About him.
Hey, there's not.
No, I think there is, though.
I don't think so.
I understand that he is a rhinoceros on the field.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was listening to him yesterday. I was like, I like this guy, man. I think there's something about him. I think he's going to figure it out. All he needs is he needs one game to put it together. That's it.
Does he?
He needs one game to put it together.
Just even if he does it for one game, I'll be like, all right, well, he did it for one game.
I'm just seeing Schmeath and Schmolnick's comment. He might not have like potato dog, but he still has a potato dad. Who the hell, Schmeath?
That's messed up, dude.
Bastard.
Messed up.
Julian Hill yesterday. Dr. Toboggan says his stocks have tanked. I don't know. Listen, don't judge it yet. But this was him talking about how glad he is that he got a chance to learn under the wing of Jonnu Smith.
Oh, great.
I mean, I feel like the opportunity is always there. You know, every time you're in the room, you know, everybody has the opportunity to be something and do something. And, I mean, I wish Jonnu the best in Pittsburgh. You know, what he taught me this past year from the start of the season to the end, man, was unbelievable. So I'm so thankful that I had a chance to play with that guy, man. You saw what he did, you know, for the tight end. Being a tight end on the Dolphins, man, he's breaking records. Come on, man, I got to watch that. You know what I mean? So I'm so excited for him to see what he does in Pittsburgh, and I can't wait to see him when we go play him.
How about that? So he learns under Jonnu Smith for a year. Now he's ready to go be great. Julian Hill, I'm telling you something. There's still something there.
Can I just say this?
What's that?
You know, my favorite running back as a kid was Gale Sayers.
Sure.
I wanted to be Gale Sayers.
Mm-hmm.
However, I couldn't even scratch the surface of the talent he had.
Okay, fine, but I think you probably had to have some elements of his game, huh? A little bit?
No,
a little bit.
Oh, I was a bruiser, and he was a lightning fast, do everything with the football kind of guy.
Well, Julian Hill is just a bruiser, you know,
right? And his hands.
His hands are a little questionable.
Lobster claw.
And him knowing the rules all the time, questionable. But I tell you one thing, tough. He's tough.
Yeah.
He's tough.
Tough.
Here's Julian Hill on how much he takes pride in being tough.
Want me to be honest? You want me to be honest? Yeah. Man, I literally tell you this. We go out every day, especially that tight end room, how Embry coaches us, man. It's about doing your job. If the ball comes to you, it comes to you. If it doesn't, it doesn't. What Jonnu did last year, it was that same mentality. You know what I mean? And the more he got more opportunities, the more he showed. You know what I mean? So Embry, he tells us that every day, just do your job. But we love the run block. You know what I mean? That's that room. We love run blocking. We love getting after it. And if we get lucky and treated with the ball that Tua throws us, you know, we're going to try to make the most of it.
Can I make a...
Hmm?
Okay. We're not judging. This is no, right? Do not judge me. In all these years.
Yep.
I thought Julian Hill was right.
What?
All right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
That's just negligence. Yeah. That's just negligence.
I'm sorry.
Well, he's not.
But this season, if he doesn't succeed, he's dead to me.
You guys are being way too strong on this.
I'm not. It's not my fault.
He's not going to catch that touchdown. He's not going to catch.
He's going to catch a touchdown this year.
Love Jonnu Smith.
He's going to catch. He does. And now,
big fan.
You know, Jonnu Smith walks so Julian Hill could run.
No.
Yeah. What?
Jonnu Smith ran so Julian Hill didn't have to.
It's going to come together this year, dude. Year three, it's time.
So week one, you're in on Julian Hill
100%.
Anytime
time? Oh, 100%.
Dude, there is no bet or wager in life that has sucked more out of you than this bet.
It's fair. Are you ready to get your fancy tickled?
I am. I'm ready.
All right. It is that time on a Friday where we tickle Leroy's fun. Fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy. Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
To tickle Leroy's. Did we just lose our computer? You got muted, Frog Boy. I don't know why. I don't know what happened.
What I do?
You're. Yeah.
There we go.
I don't know what happened there.
All
right. All right. Leroy today.
Yep.
At 4:10. Marlins. Brewers. Take it your fancy.
I want to see how many people are just absolutely hammered.
At four? That's awesome.
In the summer?
Yeah. Eating hot dogs. Oh.
I am. I'm trying to what was I gonna let me take this.
My fancy is tickled.
Wait.
My fancy is tickled. Okay. But you know what I'm watching right after the show?
What?
Happy Gilmore.
Oh, wow, I thought there was a golf tournament. Four? I thought, you know.
Yeah, I was just saying the same thing. So you're like 2 p.m.
The senior open.
Senior open
is this week, but
should that be a thing?
Yeah, you know
what?
I don't know.
50 and over.
Nah.
But the old need a place to compete.
All right.
Phil Mickelson played on it before. Liv gave him all that money.
So you're watching Happy Gilmore at 2:00. No, like, is there anyone who's going to watch it with you, or you're just like, I'm
Big Spoon?
I watch it by myself. You know why?
All right.
Because if I watch with anybody, they're going to be too much explaining.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I don't like that. Like, my boy's that's why Tobin did the right thing. Here's what Tobin did. He took Tommy. He said, Tommy, we going to watch Happy Gilmore.
Yep.
So when we watch Happy Gilmore 2, you're caught up.
He's been so excited about Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, man.
He's like, when is that coming out? Comes out today. We're going to watch it on Netflix tonight.
My boy's in it, Marcello.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
What does he play? Is he Mr. Gilmore's caddy?
No, he's Mr. Gilmore's caddy's caddy.
What?
Yeah, Bad Bunny is his caddy, and he's Bad Bunny's caddy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's great.
But they don't know nothing about golf?
I don't think so.
What about tomorrow, Leroy? A little afternoon UFC action.
What?
Robert the Reaper Whitaker takes on Rainier de Rader.
I can't believe how you get all these names right.
No, it's impressive.
I'm a little terrified by somebody named the Reaper.
Yeah, I know. But RDR has been very impressive in his...
Ghost Pepper.
It is a ghost
pepper. That's what it's called, the Reaper.
But RDR has been really impressive so far. Whitaker's coming off when he got his jaw crunched like a walnut by Khamzat that last time. Remember that? Where Khamzat put the elbow. He didn't even finish a rear naked choke. He just did a face clamp and cracked his face. Dude. It was crazy.
Can I just tell
3
you?
O'clock, by the way, early on ABC.
How is he
But can I just say this? A broken jaw is no joke.
You've had it.
Yeah.
Is that the worst injury?
No.
It's got to be big toe. He's told me about the big toe a lot.
Big toe.
It's not dead foot.
It's dead foot.
It's not.
It is. What about tonight? The Vegas Aces take on the Minnesota Lynx. Ticket your fancy?
No.
It's on Ion Network. I don't know if anybody gets that. What? Ion? Do you get
no,
Ion?
I get it. You got I get Ion? It. I perused Ion to watch a little, to watch the W.
I thought you were watching Blue Bloods.
Okay. No. The old love Blue Bloods.
Now, I will say this, though. I do love me some Law and Order.
Oh, yeah.
I see all the stars on Law and Order before they became stars. Yeah. Like, I saw Zoe Saldana speaking Spanish. I've seen, like, a whole bunch of people on there that, you know, had little cameos on episodes or not. I saw, what's his name? Black Panther on the episode of Castle.
Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. He's no
and I saw and I saw my roommate. Castle. That's crazy. I saw my roommate.
I don't think anybody's been drawn in by more pre-NBA playoff TV shows than Leroy Horde. He talks about is Castle and Bones.
Nathan Fillion is his jam.
What about tomorrow night, Leroy?
I also like The Rookie.
Tomorrow night in the boxing ring. On ESPN from Madison Square Garden, friend of the show and our own South Florida zone, Xander Zayas.
Let's go.
Takes on Jorge Perez Garcia.
What's his
for
nickname?
I think he just goes by X.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't he have to get something? Don't he got to get a nickname?
The Executioner.
That's Bernard Hopkins.
Is not available.
Wait. Hey, why we treat names like numbers?
You remember when Bernard Hopkins used to walk to the ring with an executioner mask, like back the guy who used to like do the guillotine?
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That is for the WBO junior middleweight title on ESPN tomorrow night. Leroy, tickle your fancy?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Me too. Tickles me fancy too.
My fancy is tickled.
It's not. Is it pay per view or is just?
No, it's on ESPN.
Nice.
When is he gonna get pay per view?
When you become that champ.
Win a belt,
champ.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotta stay hydrated, champ.
Man, you guys like you followed him like his entire career.
We started interviewing him where he couldn't fight in half of the states.
Nah, wasn't legal. Yeah, it wasn't legal, but
he's been real once.
22 now. We've seen him since he was 16 down here.
Wow.
And he was even doing the amateurs down here before that when he was a wee lad.
Wow.
When he was a wee lad. So, good luck to Xander.
Yeah, we ain't talked. You know, we ain't talked to Peter in a minute.
I know. He called me. You know, he's in and out. Like, sometimes he'll call me and he's like, I'm in. Let's go. Let's get on the show. I'm like, dude, whenever you want. And then, like, I can't get a touch with him. So.
Yeah. He been hey. Peter, if you're listening, you better not be big timing us. Me and you gonna have some words. You better not be big timing us.
Oh man! So we got that, and then what about this weekend, Leroy? Does this tickle your fancy? The Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Oh.
Ichiro, CC Sabathia,
ooh.
Billy Wagner.
Oh.
Tickle your fancy?
No.
All right. Why not?
Because it ain't Barry Bonds.
Fancy not tickled.
Ichiro's a very good player. Former Marlin.
Barry Bonds.
They're going to remember him as a Marlin only.
That's the next Hall of Fame induction. Barry Bonds, Pete Rose. The all-time leader in hits and the all-time leader in home runs are not in the Hall of Fame. That Hall of Fame is garbage.
Mm. Man, not tough to argue. I stand by a lot of those takes.
Mm. I do like
Ichiro,
though. If the Hall of Fame tells the story of baseball. How can you not have those two guys in, even if you have to tell the story?
Agreed.
Okay. Agreed.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. More Dolphins to dive into. We're back after this.